What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Speaking about college football, new sheriff in town up in Palm, up in Boca Raton, Zach Kittley is the new head coach at FAU. Heard some really good things over, you know, he's only been here for a short period of time. You know, whoever you talk to, say, listen, he's got his priorities right. He's willing to listen. He wants to recruit down here. He knows the area. Justin Backer from the Palm Beach Post has already gotten an opportunity to watch with Coach Kittley's doing. He's kind enough to join us. Justin, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy New Year. A little bit belated to you. And, kind of new doings up in Boca Raton. And everybody that I've talked so far thinks that Coach Kittley is doing things the right way.
Yeah. First off, thanks for having me again. You know, the last time we talked, FAU came off a pretty impressive win against FIU in the Shula Bowl. You know, you think, okay, they're going to have a decent season, right? And then they ended up, you know, winning two games the rest of the season. Tom Herman gets fired. A lot of players transfer out. Even the stadium name is different now. So a lot of things are different now. But a lot of things are different now. But, you know, focusing on Coach Kittley, obviously hired in December, early December, I think it's the right move. You know, he's only 33. He's the youngest coach in FBS, in all of FBS. This is someone who, you know, has had electric offenses pretty much everywhere he's gone. He's been the offensive coordinator at Houston Baptist at the FCS level and at Western Kentucky and Texas Tech at the FBS level. All three of those spots, you know, his offenses put up crazy numbers, which is, you know, completely different from what we've seen the last 2 years with FAU with Tom Herman. You know, last year specifically, especially, you know, the offense was pretty rough, leading rusher and, you know, leading receiver all under, you know, 700 yards, 500 yards, just not a lot of points being put on the board. So Kittley's coming in with his air raid style offense to kind of give a boost to the offense, if you will. I think so far it's been great. You know, if anytime you get a shout out from Patrick Mahomes, especially, I think that's, you know, a good sign for things to come. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's good that what the school is doing. I think they made the right hire. I think it's better than, you know, hiring a former Power Four head coach that's maybe lost his fastball a little bit. They hired an up-and-coming coordinator. So, you know, obviously we still have to see how things will play out. But early impression, I think it's the right move.
Yeah, I kind of agree. And certainly, like you said, 33 years old, young, but at the same time, you can't really judge because you look at somebody like a Joe Brady who was young, you know, when he started out, and look at what he's done now, you know, as far as, you know, as an offensive mind. And certainly being in the Texas Tech system, as Pat Mahomes was, you know, I mean, you look at the type of offense that they've kind of maintained. That's the thing. Even though they've had new coaches throughout the years with, you know, Coach Leach and all those, they've kind of maintained that same type of offense because it's kind of fashionable to go there. Well, in this day and age of the transfer portal, Justin, certainly you could develop a team in no time. Look at Indiana. I mean, you take a look at what they did. I mean, you know, they bring in 13 players from that James Madison, you know, and then have 20 new faces and things turn around to the point where you're in the playoffs in the first year. So anything can happen with Coach Kittley. Is he bringing in those type of players? I mean, is he bringing in those guys who are going to run and gun? Is he going to, you know, because, you know, the last regime, a lot of those players on that team weren't built for the offense that they're bringing in. Do you see some changes? Are there a lot of new faces early on?
Yeah, I mean, so far they've brought in 20 new transfers, including Conference USA Player of the Year, Caden Beltkamp, played at Western Kentucky. I think that's perfect for what Kittley is trying to do. He obviously wants to do the air raid style offense. What better way to do it than to get the Conference USA Player of the Year? So, you know, so far I think that they've made the right moves in the transfer portal. The team's going to look a whole lot different than it did last year. A lot of the guys that were on the team this past season are all gone, and they've all transferred elsewhere. 20 new transfers speaks for itself. I mean, the entire roster is basically being it's being redone. The entire team is having a full-on makeover. And, you know, so far they've made the right moves, I think. New QB, yeah. He's a big guy, 6'6", 236. I mean, big arm, kind of QB you want in an air raid style offense. New wide receivers, all across the board. New explosive weapons, which is exactly what FAU has been missing the last couple of years. So, like I said earlier, you know, we need to see it in action. We haven't seen them practice together yet or anything. So, anything could happen. But, like I said earlier, early impression, it seems to be heading in the right direction. I don't see how it wouldn't be. I think it's heading in a better direction than it has been. And if you're an Owls fan, I think you should be pretty excited for this upcoming season.
Yeah. Anytime you get a 6'6", 240-pound quarterback, it's not often that he still has to look up to his coach. Kittley's 6'7".
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's crazy. And that's a funny story because at his press conference, I think one of the reporters, I forgot where it was from, had talked to the athletic director, Brian White, and he goes, are you sure we're at a football conference? I thought this guy should be the basketball coach. He's 6'7", but he certainly is one of those guys who's warmed up to the area. Texas football, a lot like Florida, a lot of athletes. And certainly in his hires, he's got some people that are really familiar with recruiting the state of Florida and also South Florida. How important, Justin, was that?
Yeah, you know, they just announced his entire coaching staff that he's finalized, at least the first editions the other day, actually. Some of these guys are, you know, internal hires that have been promoted. Some of these guys have joined him from Texas Tech. So it's important that you bring in a good coaching staff, especially because Coach Rock Bellantoni has, you know, departed once again to Auburn. He was a big part of the recruiting for FAU. So, you know, losing someone like him, it's obviously a big hole to fill, but I mean, so far, as long as these people are able to bring in, you know, like I've said, athletes that can fit this style, fit this air raid style offense, then, I mean, it should work out as long as that can happen.
Yeah. And probably the biggest person that they've kept would be Shane Marinelli. Obviously, Shane is the director of recruiting. He knows everybody. He knows South Florida. He knows the coaches. Obviously, he's been in that area for a long time. Talk about that importance, because what he does is he's kind of that liaison between the new coaches and the community and the coaches where he's kind of built up really good relationship. Talk about how important it was to retain Shane.
Yeah, retaining him is especially important because, you know, anytime you hire a new coach, you will see a lot of changes recruiting-wise. I mean, we saw it firsthand with, you know, Teddy Hoffman obviously was one of the top recruits FAU had targeted pretty much all year, and then at the last second he turns around and signs with NC State. So retaining someone that's very high, you know, highly respected in the recruiting realm is obviously very important because, like I said, anytime you hire a new coach and you bring in new coaching staff, there needs to be that kind of, like you said, liaison of trust, someone that you can, someone that has the connection and that, you know, these kids can trust to, you know, sign with the right program.
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to keep in touch with you all off season, right in the spring. Try to contact you, see what else is happening. Let everybody know how they can follow you, Justin, because you turn out some really good information, especially FAU fans, especially in this transition period. They're going to want to know what's going on in Boca Raton.
Yeah, you guys can find me on the Palm Beach Post, both online and in the paper. I cover FAU football, and lately I've also been doing their basketball team. So anyone here that likes basketball, follow my coverage there as well. You can find me on Twitter. Just search up my name, Justin Backer. Any social media, really, just search up my name, Justin Backer. Shouldn't be very hard to find. And, yeah.
Good stuff. Justin, I can't thank you enough, man. Appreciate you. We'll be contacting you really soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Justin Backer, Palm Beach Post. We talk FAU.